Alaska will soon have a monitoring system for rising levels of acidity in the ocean. The state legislature provided $2.7 million to set up a network of buoy sensors along the coast. Scientists got an update on ocean acidification yesterday at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The ocean absorbs a large share of the carbon dioxide that goes into the atmosphere through a chemical reaction that makes the water less alkaline. The pace of this reaction and where those waters show up got a lot more important once they started destroying entire crops at oyster farms along the coast of Washington. The oyster farmers quickly learned how to watch for that acidity and keep their oysters out of it once it washed in. Soon, the Alaska Ocean Observing System website will be showing acidity readings for the waters of Alaska. Jeremy Mathis runs an acidification research program at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory in Seattle and is a professor of oceanography at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He says the buoy network will be a sort of early warning system for times when acidic waters rise to the surface or drift near shore.
We're going to begin next month deploying these sensors on these buoys that you see that are going to be able to measure CO2, pH, temperature, oxygen, and a number of other variables in real time, and they're going to be able to transmit that back to us in the lab. We're going to host it on the AUS website so that anybody that wants to look at it can go up and see what's going on with these conditions in the ocean, and hopefully we'll be able to use it much like they did in Oregon and Washington when they were faced with an event that was causing problems in the fishery. They did have some resource to fall back on that allowed them to manage their way through that.
Mathis said acid waters are welling up from the deep ocean, but also melting from glaciers. When they wash in, they make it harder for marine organisms to form shells. Laboratory experiments have been showing the damage for years, but now Nina Bednarsik, a researcher at Mathis Lab, has documented it in the field as well, observing a plankton species called pteropod being damaged by corrosive waters.
She found actual dissolution of pteropods down in the Southern Ocean. So off of Antarctica, she found carbon dioxide concentrations that were driving aragonite undersaturation, and she found natural pteropod populations in this region that were actually dissolving and breaking down under the conditions that they saw. And those conditions that they observed in the Southern Ocean are very similar to the conditions that we see here in the Gulf of Alaska and in the Bering Sea.
And the search will soon be underway for the same thing in Alaska waters.
We're kicking off a project this year. We're working with Russ Hopcroft and his group at UAF to see if we can find evidence or at least see what's going on with the natural pteropod populations in the Gulf of Alaska and see ultimately how they're responding.
The pteropod's a critical species because it's a major food source for pink salmon. Any depletion of pteropod yields an even greater depletion of salmon. Mathis said the ocean will remain productive, but rising acidity will change the species mix.
I asked in the beginning, is the sky really falling? And I think the simple answer right now is not yet. Not yet, but we do know that there's a major catastrophic event on the way if we don't implement changes.
Mathis says the acidity of the ocean fluctuates tremendously, and animals have adapted to these fluctuations, but now there's a steep upward trend that's been obvious for the past decade, a far faster rate of change than was seen the last time the oceans got acidic, about 55 million years ago. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.